Welcome back to Red Hat Summit 2024, and we are here with Tim from Coder. Hello, Tim.
Hi.
So we just picked you up to ask you questions about Coder and all the project and all the kinds of things around it. So maybe it's good to introduce yourself. So what are you doing? What's your role?
I'm a technical marketing manager. I go around to shows. I write blogs, webinars, things like that, promote our products.
How long have you been with Coder?
Just a few months now, about 8 months.
Okay. So I probably know Coder. I started recognizing it when I was downloading the code server image, mm-hmm. which is probably, I don't know if you do that specifically for your platform or where it started, but I think that's the first touch point that I had with Coder. Mm-hmm. For anyone who doesn't have a clue what Coder is, tell us a bit about the product.
Yeah, Coder is a cloud development environment. It's a way to configure and deploy developer tooling quickly and easily in a declarative manner.
Mm-hmm. So where does that start, and what does that actually mean? I mean, having a declaration for a development environment, why do I actually need that?
Well, it drastically shortens the onboarding time when a new developer comes into your company or onto your project. They don't have to spend 2-3 weeks making sure they have this library, that library, this security, that security. Everything's pre-declared and everything's pre-set up, and every developer gets the exact same starting point, right? It also saves a lot of time in an ongoing manner because the devs don't have to maintain their own environments. The Coder admin updates a template. We use Terraform as our templating engine. So they'll just go in, update the template, then the devs will get a little notification that says you need to update your workspace. They'll update their workspace, it'll go down, come back up, and they'll have the new configuration right then and there. So not only does it save time for the devs, but it also saves time for the system admins and the desktop admins and things, because they don't have to go around and make sure that everybody's patched up and on the newest version of whatever tools they're using.
Yeah. So if I remember that correctly, then I can, as a platform a provider, I can define different types of templates that others can then use. So that probably involves if I want to have a mock-up system of some things, if I want to have a database with development data in it and a web server and stuff like that, and then I'm getting the good old UI from Visual Studio Code, and then I can start doing things that I want, right?
Yeah, exactly. You mentioned Code Server earlier. That is one of our projects.
Yeah.
And it kind of comes built in with the templates that we do provide. I mean, you can remove it, but it's kind of the default because it's our thing, right? Mm-hmm. So basically you spin up a workspace. Let's say it's running on a pod in Kubernetes. The dev has no idea what or where it is. They just know that it's a file system that they can click and get VS Code, and they're ready to go. All their tools there, all their source code's there, and they can pretty much make commits on day one when using Coder. So
what I'm asking myself is, if you have lots of people coming into an organization, and if you have teams switching between different projects, that makes things probably easier to get them on board. But is that also possible to have that an offline setup from that? I mean, if I'm traveling somewhere and I'm maybe 8 hours on the train or something like this, how can I use this offline, or can I even get the definition of the workspace to spin up something on my own laptop, or is it just the central service?
Offline's tough because it is cloud-based, right? Yeah. I mean, you are connecting back to a file system that's on a pod or maybe a VM or wherever your workspace is running. Mm. So yeah, offline's not really a thing in cloud development environments.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but it could have been that there's something.
Yeah,
that inside.
Yeah. No, it's not like a sync up, two-way bidirectional sync thing. It's you are literally connected to a different file system, to a different set of hardware, whatever. So think about if you're just SSH into a server.
Yeah.
It's that same sort of connectivity requirement, right?
Yeah, sure. So what brings you here to Red Hat Summit?
You know, Red Hat and Coder have a lot of common, you know, customer targets, whatever you want to say. So common ideal customer profile, I guess you can say.
Okay, so lots of developers here that might need, or lots of enterprise, enterprises here that have problems that you could solve.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we target enterprises for our customer base. We also, we're 100% open source, I may have mentioned earlier. Even our enterprise features are open source. We release under the AGPL. But, you know, for smaller teams, smaller companies, we suggest, hey, just use the open source community edition or community version, excuse me. And, you know, you can get pretty much anything you need done with that. But then for the larger companies, our enterprise product has a lot more tools that the bigger companies are looking for, RBAC, auditing, you know, more security controls, things like that.
If I want to get started, what's the first thing, three or four steps that I need to take to become an admin of a Coder platform?
Go to github.com/coder.
Yeah.
We have links there to all of our Discord servers and things like that. You can get community support through that way. You can, and then we obviously have our releases there. You can download the binaries. You can get them. You can get it just a straight binary, you can get a package for OS, or you can deploy with a Helm chart as well. If you go to our website, coder.com, and look at any of the product pages, there's a link at the bottom that says Try Coder Today, and there are two methods in there where you can get Coder up and deployed in less than 2 minutes. So one is local on your laptop, and another is just on a shared VM. Mm. And they're both very robust ways to get started, and yeah, just a few minutes is all it takes.
Okay. Yeah, I've been trying to get it to run for one of our projects. I mean, one of my advantages that I saw is having like different development environments is a good thing, but there is so much time where they are not needed, especially if you're working with or if not any project is being worked on every time. So you spin it up, it gets used for 4 hours, and then it spins there for another 5 weeks or something, and nobody even accesses it, and that makes the spin up and the cleanup process also a lot easier. So that's why I was having a look at it, and I have to definitely dig deeper into it.
Yeah, we even have automatic controls where you can, there are like dormancy controls and things where you can just shut the workspaces off if they're idle for, you know, 2 hours, or in our enterprise edition, you can actually delete dormant workspaces too automatically. So,
I mean, we have like the platform, we have a good Terraform integration for getting our templates up and running. We have Code Server as a UI that works as an IDE. What's next on the roadmap for you?
We have a lot of new exciting features coming out. You can look at coder.com roadmap to keep up with those. And then obviously our GitHub issues, the things that are being resolved and released. The most exciting things that are coming out, right now we're in, we have a few things coming out that I can't quite speak to yet. We're sort of in a stabilization mode right now. But a lot of the things that we're, a lot of things are being requested revolve around Windows development as well. So you're going to see a lot more opportunities to use Windows workspaces in Coder. That's going to be pretty exciting. And we have some VDI replacement features coming out. So that's going to be pretty exciting. And we also have some more enterprise features around usage and telemetry and things like that. So you'll be able to see what your users are doing. Not necessarily like keystroke logging or anything to that effect, but you'll be able to see what templates they're using, how much they're using certain tools, what processes they're opening, things like that. So you can get an idea of what, you know, what your devs are doing, and, you know, any data that you have you could use to maybe consolidate templates or see gaps in your tooling, or, you know, if you see, you know, for example, if you see a lot of devs the first thing they do when they spin up a workspace is run some apt install or something. You'd be like, well, hang on here, maybe we should get this into the image, right? Mm-hmm. So you can see what they're doing and make their experience better.
Okay. So, I think that was a great intro into Coder, and I'm definitely looking forward to the new things. I mean, getting a code server instance is a good thing, but if I think about it, like having a fully fledged developer desktop experience would be also a nice thing, right?
Yeah, you can do that. If you're using Windows as a workspace, Obviously you're not running that on a pod. So that's going to be a Windows VM that's running, and you can RDP to it. If you want to do a Linux desktop, we can do that as well. Mm. I have one where a customer needed all this stuff. Long story short, they ended up needing like systemd and a full GUI and everything in a pod.
Yeah.
So we have another project called Envbox that allows you to do those sorts of things. So I was able to do an Envbox pod for them that allows them to run all these privileged daemons and things like that. And in their workspace, instead of enabling Code Server as an IDE, I simply enable Chasm VNC as their quote IDE.
Yeah.
So when they go into their workspace, they click on their Chasm button and it brings up a desktop for them.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, centralizing all those things, getting onboarding faster is a thing that probably most of the enterprises need. Mm-hmm. I remember reading like the Phoenix Project, if you know that, and mm-hmm. the other perspective on it was the Unicorn Project. And I bet if they would have had this solution in place, we wouldn't have that book, right?
Right. Yeah, that would be neat.
Okay, cool. So, any plans for you for the rest of the week here in Denver? First time for you?
No, I've been to Denver before. I'm pretty familiar with Red Hat. I used to actually work for Red Hat. So this is sort of, I've been joking, this is sort of like a high school reunion for me, because every corner I turn around, I run into somebody I know. And also, nine out of the 10 companies I've worked for in my life have a presence here this week. So it's not just Red Hat people I'm seeing. So a lot of social activities planned.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for taking the time and getting us into the roadmap and into the product of Coder.
Great. Thank you so much.
Have a nice conference.
All right, you too.
Bye. Bye-bye.